Yeah, well, look, I mean, personally speaking, I have almost 25 years experience as a teacher, so I suppose I was well established, and I guess I wouldn't have seen that in my years. But I would be anecdotally aware that in certain schools and in certain parts of the country, there's a huge issue with burnout, especially with young teachers and the expectations that are on them. Whether that's the workload itself coming from management, or whether it's, you know, unrealistic parental expectations, which I've seen from the report is quite a large proportion of the 1,000 people interviewed, teachers interviewed, came back to say that that was a key thing to it. So, I mean, we need to put supports in place for these teachers and protection, because at the end of the day, it's not just good enough, really, because the core element of a teacher's job is teaching and learning. And you want to have the best quality people both in the profession and that attracted to come to the profession. And if you're getting figures like 85% burnout, it's not exactly selling the job to people. So I do think the minister needs to establish an independent review into this report, see what the findings come from, and then maybe learn from that.
And how can local and national government better support teachers?
Well, like I said, a review of this particular report to figure out where the issues are. I mean, it's not just the government themselves. I mean, teachers are an intrinsic part of the community. So it's the community as a whole that has to support them. I mean, look, it's very easy to say, you know, people will say, oh, teachers have a handy time or whatever. That wouldn't be my experience of it. And it definitely wouldn't be the experience of young people coming into the profession. They work extremely hard. There's huge pressures put on them to get involved in extracurricular delivery, which is an important part of a school life, but it's not the whole, you know, I mean, some young teachers will be getting involved in numerous activities in the school to try both establish themselves. And, you know, there just has to be balance with this. And I think, you know, another area which we haven't mentioned was the incorporation or the inclusion of special needs students within a classroom, in a mixed ability classroom. That's another real strain. So we need supports put in place for that as well. I'm talking extra SNAs. Reduced class sizes would be an obvious one that we can take from national government, because the more people that are in the class, obviously, and it's going to be a certain cohort within that class that will take up most of the time, that's where we need to focus our efforts as well. Because it's a wonderful career. As I said, 25 years teaching, it was a privilege to teach, and a privilege to you know, meet young people day in, day out. And I think it's a wonderful career for anyone. We just need to, if they're suited to that line of work, I just think we need to put the mechanisms in place to make sure we're protecting that career going forward, that we can make it as attractive, both for the teachers to come into the job, but also to deliver for the other stakeholders, the obvious ones being the students and their parents.